Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. A historic milestone is underway in India as the country embarks on its first fully digital census, Census 2027, which promises to revolutionize the way we collect and utilize population data. First, let's understand why this is in the news. Prime Minister Modi recently highlighted the significance of Census 2027 in his Mann Ki Baat address, emphasizing the importance of citizen participation, particularly through the self-enumeration facility. This innovative feature allows households to fill in their census data online before the enumerator's visit, marking a significant departure from traditional methods. The census, which was initially scheduled for 2021, has been delayed due to the COVID-19 pandemic and subsequent logistical challenges. But why does this matter? The last census in India was conducted in 2011, resulting in a 16-year gap by the time Census 2027 is completed. This prolonged delay poses serious governance challenges as welfare scheme targeting, delimitation of constituencies, and planning commission projections all rely on accurate and up-to-date population data. Remember this number, 16 years, a significant gap that can impact the effectiveness of various government initiatives such as PM Kisan, PMA, and PM Ujjwala. What makes this significant is that the original 2021 census was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic, subsequent logistical and technological overhaul decisions, and the decision to upgrade to a fully digital system. Building on this, the 16-year gap creates serious challenges, including the need for updated population figures for delimitation of constituencies and planning commission projections. Crucially, the delay also affects the accuracy of welfare scheme targeting, which relies on household data. Now let us turn to the historical context. India's last census was in 2011, and the delay in conducting the next census has significant implications. The COVID-19 pandemic, which ravaged the country from 2020 to 2022, was a major factor in the postponement. Additionally, the government decided to overhaul the census process, adopting a fully digital system, which required significant technological upgrades. With that background in place, let us look at the implications. Census 2027 data will directly drive several critical processes, including the delimitation of Lok Sabha and Assembly constituencies. The Constitution, 131st Amendment Bill, 2026, and the Delimitation Bill, 2026, are designed to use Census 2027 data for readjusting parliamentary representation. This is politically explosive, as South Indian states fear losing seats due to lower population growth compared to North India. It is worth pausing here to note that the 106th Constitutional Amendment, 2023, reserved 33% seats for women in Lok Sabha and state assemblies, but the provision is contingent on post-delimitation census, making Census 2027 the trigger for implementing women's reservation. And here is something that surprises many students. The Supreme Court in Pankaj Kumar v. State of Punjab, 2024, upheld subcategorization within other backward classes, or OBCs. Census 2027 will, for the first time, enumerate OBC population data at the national level, as OBC data was last surveyed through the socioeconomic and caste census 2011, which was not published in full. Now, let us turn to the significance of Census 2027 for welfare schemes. All major schemes, including PM Kisan, PMA, PM Ujjwala, and Ayushman Bharat, use household data for beneficiary identification. The 16-year-old data significantly degrades targeting accuracy, making it essential to update the population data to ensure that these schemes reach the intended beneficiaries. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? The key keywords to remember are census 2027, self-enumeration, delimitation, 106th amendment, OBC enumeration, and digital census. These terms will likely appear in your mains examination, and understanding their significance will be crucial for answering relevant questions. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The Census 2027 is India's first fully digital population enumeration, and it is currently in its Phase 1, which includes house listing and housing census, running from April to September 2026. Note this carefully, the self-enumeration facility is a new feature that allows households to fill in their census data online before the enumerator's visit. In conclusion, Census 2027 marks a significant milestone in India's journey towards digital governance, and its implications will be far-reaching, impacting various aspects of governance, from delimitation of constituencies to welfare scheme targeting. The accurate and timely completion of this census will be crucial for the country's development, making it essential for citizens to participate in the self-enumeration process and ensure that their data is accurately represented.